day for you listeners. So you are tuning into the number one audio podcast in the town. So this is Chloe Flower Station. So for our audio podcast for today, we're giving the newest and the hottest story. So this is Love Letter, wherein we're giving inspiring and different kind of love stories. Just stay tuned, and here is the series number one, Love Letter, Girl's Confession.
The girls used to be his number one, the ones who waited all night for him to call, only to check the caller ID, and then the next morning, he'd be disappointed. The ones who made it through that bitter breakup, dried your own tears, and move on with your life, only to have him walk back in the months, then later like nothing ever happened. Those of you who cried on the first day, he talked again because he knew exactly where this phone call was going. The ones who listened to him say, "I only want to be your friend," one day and the next, listen to him say how much he loves you and he misses you. We deserve something, and this is our tribute. The one that took him back, hoping that maybe this time he was different, hoping that maybe people really don't change. Listen to our friends tell us that we were stupid for even thinking about giving him another chance. Caught crap for our parents and even stuck around to see him for a while. Went through the great stage with no fights all over again. We started this out thinking we could be just friends and ended up falling in love with him again. We wanted nothing more in the world than to hear him tell us he loved us too. That even though things were bad in the past, they would be different this time. And then, when we finally heard it, it was like we were dreaming. This is for us. For the one who believed what he said, sat around all over again waiting for a phone call that might come in a few hours or even a few days. For the tears cried and dried all over again. We wanted so desperately to believe that he was really busy. He could possibly call us in that moment, or even that he fell asleep early. We trained ourselves to believe the lies because he wanted to believe we had found the one for us. We learned to settle for someone who didn't treat us the way we should be treated. For the ones who did their hair and makeup and put their piteous earrings only to hear him say that he couldn't see us today. The ones who never believed in when people told us there might be someone else. We just couldn't believe that he could do this in us again. This is for those great girls who love him more than words can say and took him back no matter what happened last time. Because they couldn't bear to look back on their lives and one day and wonder what if. This is for the girls that stayed up all night long listening to him whine about an ex-girlfriend who cheated on him and cried during the entire conversation. The ones who hope he could realize that he deserved better, that he deserved us. When he said that he loved you, but he was in love with her, he didn't mean it. This is for the ones that held on to something that was never there to begin with. This is for the girls who somehow managed to get him to forget about her and get him to tell us that he was in love with us, only to have him tell us 3 weeks later that things were going too fast. He needs time. Here is for the girls who couldn't cry to their friend because of how stupid they felt. The ones who held it all when things came crumbling to pieces again. This is for the ones who couldn't bear to even tell their mom what was going on for fear of an "I told you so." That ones that could just tell that they had made a mistake by ever allowing him
into their hearts and their dream again. We know that we deserve better the entire time, that we deserve a guy who would call when he said he was going to, and one that would come see us whenever he got the chance. One that would really care about us. We just wanted the one that we love like that. For the ones that finally realized that he never gave a crap about them. For the time he broke your heart again, this is for those days spent. Trying to hold back the tears, and the tears that turned into anger. Then disappointment. Here are for the girls who finally realize that we deserve better. This is for those confusing days when you miss him and want nothing more than to hear this voice or feel his arms around your waist. Stay strong and remember that relationships are like broken glass. Sometimes it's better to leave it alone rather to try to put the pieces back together and get hurt. Remember the times you get cried and how long it took you even be able to look another guy like that. When your song comes on the radio, turn the station, when the day comes that he realizes what a mistake he made and tries calling, turn your phone up. When he tries calling or coming to your house, don't answer the door. Think of the broken promises and the lies, the manipulation and the tears that wasted moments and staying up all night, wondering where the hell he was. Think of how your heart used to jump when your phone would vibrate in the middle of the night, and how it felt to your stomach when you saw it wasn't him. And realize that, once again, he hadn't called when he said he was going to. One day, you'll find a guy who's worth all the tears, but he won't make you cry. You may think that you'll never care about someone like you, the guy that you always run back to, but you will. It's going to hurt like hell, and it's going to need time to heal. But the point is, it will heal. This is for the girls who fell in love back with their ex, only to get hurt all over again.
Series number 2, Love Letter. What exactly a broken heart?
A broken heart is forcing yourself to hang up the phone after you have dialed the first 3 digits to his number. A broken heart is the call, shattering feeling you receive when you hear his name. A broken heart is when you're crying yourself to sleep every night and yet crying more and more each morning. A broken heart is glancing at the pictures of the two of you and then quickly turning your attention to something else to avoid your tears. A broken heart is screaming and begging for a second chance inside, but not being able to say it out loud. A broken heart is the emptiness and heart-wrenching feeling you encounter when you see him with other girls. A broken heart is knowing that no matter what you do or say to yourself, you can't fool your heart into believing that you will in fact be okay. A broken heart is listening to the one song that makes you break down. On repeat, a broken heart is when you go from smiling uncontrollably every time you saw him to quiet tears every time someone mentions his name. A broken heart is when you try to avoid him but end up going out of your way just to get a glimpse of him. A broken heart is when you know you've been hurt but have no idea how to fix it. A broken heart is when you finally realize that he's everything you need, and at the same time, realize he's the one thing you can never have. number 3, love letter between two men.
I grew up with two boy best friends. It is a summer vacation last 2006 when they saved me from those bullies back then. They are the first best friends and I was just an additional member. Kiel is the playboy type, while Paul is the geek. They are my neighbors since day one. We used to always play at the public plaza and inside some computer shops. Until high school came, they became my shoulders when I feel so down. They babysit me for how many years and it's a pleasure in my side as an only daughter / in our family. Having two walls around you is an opportunity and an assurance of security. Everything was fine. Everything was used to be fine between the three of us. But suddenly, college came. Their pleasant image together was broken in pieces and it's because of me. They are now rivals in courting me. I never wanted any of this to happen. I confronted them that it is disrespecting the memories we shared together, but they already decided to let the best man win. We used to eat together during breaks, but now it's either me and Kiel or me and Paul, never the three of us. They themselves set their schedules on when each of them should meet me. They continued courting me even though it's not fine with me, but as the time passed by, I suddenly got used to it. The not because of friendship attention that they are letting me feel, the gifts that they are giving, the dates, and everything. Unfortunately, like everything they are doing to me, I feel so loved, but I cannot already feel our friendships. It disappeared this early. Unluckily, I fell for one of them. But I feel so responsible for this kind of stupid thing to happen. I don't want to hurt them, neither disappoint them. But if I choose them, my heart already decided, but my mouth doesn't want to put everything in words. It will be pain as feedback. After our graduation, I am now walking towards them and they are standing at the middle of this silent and hidden road. No people are around. My heart is heavy as my steps. My tears already want to jump seeing their nervous smile. They know that I will decide today. I smiled. I stopped walking, making a meter distance from them. They uttered my name. I looked down and pulled all the tears that might fall. I walked towards Paul and hugged him. I want him to feel how thankful I am for all the books he bought me, for all the lessons he tried to explain to me, for all the scolds, for my betterment, and for all the dishes he cooked for me, and for all the quotes and gifts. I appreciate all that he has done for me. I really do. Kiel attempted to walk out when I grabbed his arm and kissed him in his lips. He responded, "I want him to feel that I choose him. I want him to feel that if I were the voice out my decision, it's him." My tears fell. We both stopped finding the right pattern of our breath. He smiled, and that made me cry harder. I stepped back, making again a meter distance between the three of us. From my bag, I revealed two white envelopes. "I'm not forcing you guys to come," I said in the middle of my sobs. Then I turned my back, hearing their words after I handed them my engagement invitation.
Series number 4, Love Letter, Second Chances.
It was their anniversary and Aisha was waiting for her husband Rajiv to show up. Things had changed since their marriage. The once cute couple couldn't live without each other had turned bitter. Fighting over and every little things, both didn't like the way things had changed. Aisha was waiting to see if Rajiv remembered it was their anniversary. Just as the doorbell rang, she ran to find her husband.
wet and smiling with a bunch of flowers in his hand. The two started reliving the old days, making up for fights. Then was the plan for champagne, light music, and it was raining outside. It was perfect. But the moment paused when the phone in the bedroom rang. Aisha went to pick it up and it was men. "Hello, ma'am. I'm calling from the police station. Is this Mr. Rajib Mehra's number?" "Yes, it is." "I'm sorry, ma'am, but there was an accident and a man died. We got this number from his wallet. We need you to come and identify his body." Aisha's heart sunk. She was shocked. "But my husband is here with me." "Sorry, ma'am, but the incident took place at 2 p.m. when he was boarding the train." Aisha was about to lose her conscience. How could this happen? She had heard about the soul of the person coming to meet a loved one before it leaves. She ran into the other room. He was not there. It was true. Had left her for good. Oh God, she would have died for another chance to mend every little fight. She rolled on the floor in pain. She lost her chance forever. Suddenly, there was a noise from the bathroom. The door opened and Rajib came out and said, "Darling, I forgot to tell you my wallet got stolen today. Life might not give you a second chance, so never waste a moment when you can still make up for your wrongs. Let's start making amends to parents, to siblings, to friends, and anymore. No one has a promise tomorrow. Have a wonderful life with no regrets."
Series number 5, Love Letter. Hearing the Heart Speaks.
Have you ever been this kind of friend? A friend who's secretly having a crush on her best friend? Well, I am. I cannot be helped even though I did try. I did hardly try. Believe me or not, I tried to ignore him all the time, but a single joke just always hits me big time. And believe me or not, I tried to be the supporting role on his life, but my heart wants to be the leading lady. And I swear to God, this can be helped. I fell so deeply. I felt so dumb, hard, that I cannot go back to where I started to fall. Climbing is harder even though there's a rope, because the heart wants what it wants, and mine want to stay at this point, even though everything is breaking it. Clifford sounds like cliff where I deeply fell. Is my best friend and Wendy is his girlfriend. Yeah, he found this real leading lady. But as his so-called best friend, I supported him. And God knows how much of my time I sacrificed just to help him court the girl. He also knows how many sleepless nights because of crying I've been through, but I endured. I know that I'm being funny, but all I want is to be with him. I want to see him every day, my heart wants to. I want to watch how he teases me every time my heart wants to. I want to witness every chapter of his life, my heart wants to. And I will endure every pain he's causing unconsciously, my heart wants to. Call me a fool, but my heart believes that patience is a virtue. It can wait even though there's nothing to be waited. One time he texted me. He said, "What flower should I give her?" Then almost late, I replied and I said that, "What's her favorite?" Then he said, "She don't like flowers." Then, "Why? Why are you giving her something that she don't want?"
Then, honestly, you said that. Well, I want her to learn how to live or how to love something she hates. So he joked about that. And I replied to him that, okay, you're being logical. Give her a pink roast in a black wrapper. He obeyed me. He did my suggestion. And until now, I just can't believe that because of that wonderful / fitty suggestion, they had their first dumb kiss. I sounded bitter, sorry. The girl started to like flowers. God, my heart sank at that moment where he made me watch his girlfriend's reaction, and it's like a romantic private date. And I was on the side, hidden and just taking them picture. Again, I endured about it, and my heart wanted to. Starting that day, seeing him became so rare. I felt that everything was stolen from me. Nothing was left except this kind of love that I hate, and this heart that always gets what it wants. They called it lovesick. Maybe it could be. It was confined for a week when I felt something aching from my chest. The doctor said that there's nothing wrong, and I suspected that it is like the emotional hurting and heartbreak has no cure. I hope someday there could be. My parents want to have a second reading on the other hospital, but I refuse. I just need to see him. Guess what? There's no cleaver on that damn week long of confinement of mine. He did not show up. He's busy. I know. Are you okay now? Sorry for not making it for the whole week. Wendy has fever and I bring our favorite food when we meet. So okay, I'm so sorry. Hope you forgive me. His text when I got home that night. I'm not packing okay. And you're the reason why I'm being like this. I have no appetite to eat because you're all in my head, in my brain, in my mind. Every absence of yours makes me think that it wasn't enough. That she's a diamond and I'm the hell pebble, a stone that I don't matter. I hate you. I hate that I love you the way you're hurting me. I hate that you're still the one that my hearts want, even though you're causing me my destruction. I hate that I'm hating not to love you. I needed to fly, but after weeping my tears, I dived again. I'm better, don't worry. Take care of her. I'm looking forward for that food. Why would you forgive me? And why would I forgive you? You did no wrong at all. I finally replied. Crazy me, ridiculous me, dump me. A song says, love makes me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. Am I doing it right, or am I doing it exaggeratedly? Years later, he came to me crying. And it breaks me seeing him on that kind of situation. He told me about the condition of his girlfriend. She's sick, her heart is weak, really weak, and if not changed within 2 weeks, she'll be out of the world. My heart jumped right after hearing the news. It's neither happy or even sad. It was shock. And that is the first time that my heart doesn't know what it wants. And now, March 4, 2018, it's their wedding. Yes, I have moved on from my best friend. Just funny, how did it happen? Well, I would say that great magician did it. I was at the back part of the church wearing this never mind thing. I watched how we walked the aisle and how we waited for her in front. They made their vows from bottom of their heart and they kissed each other as if they didn't kiss for a long time. Guess what? I covered my eyes. You know, because my heart might cry. I held my chest. I miss my heart who always speaks. Clipper looked at my direction. I'm married. So he mounted while smiling and hugging her wife. He showed the ring. I look at my back and there was Andre, his foreign childhood friend. Haha, I expected again. There's no way he could see me except he has a third eye, but he has none. And my pretty heart wants this. My heart wants him to be happy. So I donated it. I love my heart, but I still hate that I'm hating not love to love him. My best friend. And even my heart doesn't want to be at this new owner, I know it will never fail me. I still will. It will make him happy. It will still sacrifice everything for him. It will still be the first and the last best friend. And I trust my heart and I hope she will always listen to it as I always did.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.